This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jacksonville, Florida, where tonight the Pittsburgh Steelers will begin against Jacksonville. And this is the third time in 4 years the Steelers have played a preseason game in Florida, which means it's going to be hot. A few years ago, I remember it was 88 degrees in Jacksonville, 94 last year in Tampa when they played. It'll be similar to this again tonight when they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are playing their first teamers for a couple of series, it looks like. The Steelers won't do that. They will preserve a lot of these guys, and you'll get a chance to see some of the younger guys who've been vying to make this roster. 412-928-9370, isn't it? So call. Love to hear from you. And Dom, can you do me a favor? I'm getting a lot of feedback. So if you can turn that in the studio down a little bit, that would help me out there. Also want to remind you that Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. A little later, we'll have the forecast both in Pittsburgh and Jacksonville. But this will be a little different kind of a situation for the Steelers, as we will not see some of the guys you probably wanted to see. But again, this is an opportunity for some who are just rookies and also second-year players to make an impact in this game tonight. So no Aaron Rodgers, he will not play. Mason Rudolph will get the start. Unfortunately, Will Howard will not play in this game as well. He had an injury to his finger on his throwing hand, and we may be able to see him in the final game, but this is some costly missed opportunities for Will Howard because he was going to get a lot of the opportunity tonight and probably next week against Tampa. And when you think about what he's done, I mean, very decorated college career. Last year, he led college football in completion percentage, 73%, passing yards, over 4,000, and passing touchdowns with 35. And in this training camp, based on people like Alex Cazorra, who always charts these things, it looks like he's had a pretty good success rate up there as well. 88% completions, 12 touchdowns. He was making people notice him, and unfortunately, he won't get that opportunity because of a quarterback-center exchange. So that will cost him time. That means Skylar Thompson will get some opportunities. And this is a guy they brought in. He was the only guy signed at one point of this season before they really created their quarterback room all over again. And Skylar Thompson's a guy who's had some experience with Miami, you might remember. He was there as a seventh-round pick in 2022, had a strong preseason, made the roster He even got a start in a wild card playoff game against Buffalo. It didn't go so well, although they lost that game 34-31. 220 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions in that game. So he's going to get some time. And, you know, they added another quarterback, Logan Woodside. He's late in the process. He may or may not play. It just depends on how this game goes. I don't think we can ever predict that. But he was once a draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals. He also was a guy at Toledo who broke some of Bruce Gradkowski's quarterback numbers. So he's got some history. He's a veteran. He's been around since 2018. But we do expect Rudolph to play a lot and Skylar Thompson to do that as well. Now, if you're looking for other opportunities to really focus in on, I would look at specifically a couple of guys who were draft picks last year. Roman Wilson, he got injured out of Michigan, a third-round pick. And I'll tell you something, that hamstring cost him some time. But so far in this training camp, he has opened some eyes, especially this last week, two of his best practices. He should get a lot of runway tonight because we won't see DK Metcalf. We won't see Calvin Austin either. He's been injured a bit. So Wilson will get a heavy amount of playing time, and I think it's important that he plays well. Another guy who was injured last year is Troy Fautanu, the right tackle. Now he's going to be back, and I think people expect him to be good at what he's doing. We saw a little bit of sample size last year, and he looked pretty good, and then he got injured. So this will be very important for him. On the other side, Broderick Jones. A lot of our cameras will be focused on him. Broderick Jones is a guy who played right tackle the last 2 years, as Dan Moore was over there, left tackle. Now he switches to his natural position, and this will be very watched over the course of the next three games as we head into the regular season. So definitely want to hear from you on the Steelers and some of the things you'll be looking for at 412-928-9370. Or you can hit me up on Twitter. It's at KD Palm. On the other side of the ball, there are going to be some opportunities for Jack Sawyer. We won't see Will Howard, the Ohio State captain on offense, but we will see Jack Sawyer on defense, the Ohio State captain for that team, a national championship team. And he had a scoop and score you might remember in the Cotton Bowl against Texas. He's a big playmaker, 23 career sacks when he was at Ohio State. And behind Watt and Highsmith and Nick Herbig, Jack Sawyer is a guy who's trying to make a name for himself. So we'll see what he can do. He should get plenty of playing time as well. If you look up front, the two guys I'm really excited to see, Derek Harmon, he's just been outstanding so far in this training camp, and Y.A. Black, who's a fifth-round pick, but I think by even the Steelers' admission, he's been better than they viewed him as when they took him in the fifth round. But those two guys are going to get a lot of playing time tonight, and that takes a lot of pressure off of a veteran like Cam Hayward, who is not playing, of course, and he's kind of holding in, trying to get a new deal before the season is done. So we won't see him tonight, but we will see Keanu Benton a little bit, Harmon, and Y.A. Black. So that's the stage for the Steelers. I'd love to hear what you have to think about their roster right now as they've comprised it and where you think it's going to go from here. A lot of people are optimistic about the Steelers. A lot of people say they have too many question marks. Some of those question marks will be answered coming up tonight. 412-928-9370. Again, Dom, I'm sorry to ask this, but I'm getting a bunch of feedback in my ear. So if there's a way you can shut down the audio in your booth or whatever the case, it would make it a lot easier to deal with. Brian Reynolds, how about him? He had a tremendous night last night. Two-run game-winning triple. 3-2 over the Reds. He accounted for all three runs. Pirates are hot. They've won two in a row against the Reds. And they're going to visit Milwaukee and Chicago in the coming week. And those are two pretty good teams in Milwaukee. Man, after a slow start, they have put it together. They have been outstanding. Best record in baseball. I mean, that's something you didn't expect given their payroll. But it goes to show you that you spend a little bit more than what the Pirates are paying, you might be able to come away with some pretty good numbers in terms of guys in your system who come up and play and contribute. And Milwaukee has gotten that. They've traded some big-name people, and in return, they've gotten some draft picks, and they've developed them. And here they are right now with the best record in all of baseball. Also tonight, the Riverhounds will be in action. It's 80s night over there at Highmark Stadium against Orange County SC. They're one of the hottest teams in the USL. So if you want to get out and see a good soccer match, this would be it tonight at 7 o'clock. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break here, open up the phone lines again at 412-928-9370. Love to hear from you as the Steelers get ready to take on Jacksonville. We'll be back with some of those phone calls and more next right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we're back with more here at 412-928-9370. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show until 1 o'clock. And then tonight we invite you to join us at 6:30. It's our pregame coverage of the Steelers and Jacksonville game time at 7 o'clock. Tonight, your first look at so many young players who will be donning the black and gold and what your expectations are. And you'll get a better opportunity to see them in these game situations. A lot of this is all about opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And I think you saw that in Cleveland last night, because they had so many injuries to their quarterbacks that Shedeur Sanders, who was not originally going to be able to play or scheduled to play, ended up getting 10 drives and over 50 snaps because no one else was healthy enough to play, even though they have like 10 quarterbacks in Cleveland. And so he had a pretty good night, 138 yards, two touchdowns, pretty good darts, showed some ability to get out of trouble using his elusive abilities. And so he had a pretty good day at the office. It's all about opportunity. And as I said, Will Howard is not going to get that opportunity. I was so hopeful for him to do it just because of what we saw from him in Ohio State and I think early on in this training camp. But it could be an opportunity where he misses all three of these games. And if so, you probably won't see him all season long. So that's why these games are big, and I wish he was able to play. And there's an outside chance, like Tomlin indicated at training camp last week, that he could play in that last preseason game. I hope that is the case when they visit Carolina. 412-928-9370. Let's get to the phone lines, beginning with George in Latrobe. Hello, George.
Morning, Bob. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you?
We'll see. Beautiful weather. Hey, the Cam Haywood situation. I think I have the solution. You give him his money this year, $15 to $20 million, whatever. But it's a whole new contract. There is no next year. Just go ahead and pay him this year. What's he going to be, like 39 next year?
No. He's 35 going on 36.
Still, for the NFL, that's old. But
it is.
That way, he gets what he wants. The Steelers can definitely use him this year and then part their ways. You think that would be a solution?
Well, I think what's basically going to happen, George, is they will push some money ahead to him that is due maybe next year. I don't think you'll see a new contract. I think you'll see some money moved to accommodate his needs. Because his case is this. He had an all-pro season last year. He was very good. But he is getting older. And the thing about it is, based on where his production lies and where his salary lies, two different places. He's one of the best in the game at his position. Now, he doesn't have the Super Bowl wins that Chris Jones has, who makes over $30 million a year. He makes $14 million. He's 18th in the NFL in defensive line. I think he's just trying to get something out of this that he looks at as fair market value. That's it. So I don't think he's looking for a four-year contract or anything. He just wants some more money this year based on what the performance has indicated.
Then give him the money this year, and if he has another great year, they can work another contract next year.
I think he also knows that he's got some pretty good young players there. Derek Harmon is going to get a good show tonight. Y.A. Black has been great in training camp, and Keanu Benton's in the middle. So he's also looking around him and seeing guys who are younger and coming up, and they have to get younger at that position. So based on his current production, I just think he wants what the fair market value is. So I think this will resolve itself before it ever becomes a problem.
I agree. Just 1 year, and then maybe another contract next year. The thing is, he just signed this thing. If anyone should get screwed out of this or justification, he ought to fire his agent.
I understand what you're saying. He just got this deal, and from a fan point of view, you're wondering, well, okay, you just got one, now you want another one. It's just not even that. I just think he knows father time ultimately wins out. And so he's getting up there in age and wants to get as much as he can based on the value that he provides to this team. I think it's as simple as that, and I think it will be resolved. They have about $25 million in cap space, so I do think it won't be a problem.
All right, but then you have to pay the kicker too. So,
well, that's not that. That should be done quickly.
Oh, yeah, but that was just my thoughts on it.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Yeah, Chris Boswell deserves to be paid as if he's the best in the game. Harrison Butker is the guy who makes the most, I think, at this point. We're talking $6-7 million a year. He deserves that, and I think he'll get that, and I think that's just a matter of time. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Greg in Youngstown. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, not bad. Hey, here's the thing, and this is a reality check, a splash of cold water in somebody's face. Cameron Hayward had zero leverage. Zero. Okay, and I'll tell you why he does. He sits out this year, his career is over. He plays, they're not giving him any more money. They're not going to set precedent. Steelers are not going to do this. And when he's done next this year, no one's going to pay him because he's 37 years old. And he's going to be 38.
Well, Greg, when you say he has no leverage, his leverage is his performance for the last 3 years.
No, leverage means either you get the money or you do something else. And his leverage is he could sit out all year if he wanted to, and his career is over. And if he doesn't, and the Steelers aren't going to pay him because then they're going to set precedent and they're not going to play this game. The game's over. They're not playing these games with these guys. And when he's done this year, they're not going to sign him. No one's giving him that kind of money next year. He's an old man playing a young man's sport. He got to grow up and realize this. He made $150 million, made a lot of money, more than most human beings will ever see in their life. So live with it. If you can't accept it, then there's something wrong with you. He could have sat out. He could have signed a one-year contract and bet on himself, which he probably should have done. He went the other way, and he got burned. It's nobody's fault but his. He gambled. Gambling's a bad thing to do, and he gambled on him. He gambled with his agent.
All right, Greg, thanks. I understand that premise. I certainly do. And I understand why people would have this viewpoint of him. Again, I think he's realizing the end is getting closer, but his performance has been good. So all he wanted was market value. And the market value for him is going to be more than $14 million. Again, I don't think it's going to be a problem. He's not going to hold out. He's holding in right now. The story came out because I'm sure the agent's getting frustrated maybe with the Steelers or whatever the case may be. But I think it has a resolution, and it'll be very quickly. Boswell should be quick as well. To me, there's no debate. He's been the most reliable kicker in the NFL, and he's automatic. They know that. He won't play tonight. It'll be Ben Sauls coming out of Pitt. Now, he's had kind of a shaky camp, so he'll get a primetime opportunity making all the kicks. But I don't expect many 60-yarder attempts for Sauls, even though he has the leg to do it. Let's go to Johnny and Farrell. Hello, Johnny. How are you?
Hey, fellas. You know, there was a young married fella, and his wife always made a delicious roast, but the ends were always cut off. So he asked her one day why, and she says, because my mother did it. So he got curious at Christmas, and he said to the mother-in-law, hey, Mom, why do you cut the roast beef ends off when you cook it? She was like, well, I don't know, honey. That's what my mom always did. So they went to the grandma, and they said, hey, Grandma, why do you cut the beef ends? She says, well, when we were young and we had our daughter and we didn't have a lot of money, we didn't have an extra pan. We just had the one size, and it was always too small, so we cut off the ends.
Okay, now, and your point is?
My point is that the people who are being so nasty about Cam Ward and that, they're the people that don't understand that times change. We have a bigger pan now. We have the cap room to do it. It's why we have cap room, is to, you know, legacy players. Yeah, this is a dangerous precedent to teams who have legacy players who are in their mid-30s, who are coming off an all-pro season where they're the two best in their whole position. That doesn't, it's not going to come up, so it's not setting a bad precedent. It's sending a good one, because other players around the league, elite players, are going to be like, whoa, Steelers will give their guys a little extra when they have the room. You know, but the people, they're just being spiteful, resentful, stubborn, and they would just use the same pan and throw away the beef ends and have you believe that's the way to do it.
I never thought I'd get a cooking lesson, Johnny, but thank you very much for that.
All right,
but
brother.
Your point is well taken in that, you know, they have $25 million worth of cap space right now. They want to save it for some certain things. But they also, and Omar Khan is the best at this, he can move money around and satisfy Cam. They need him this year. They put all chips in the middle. They are not sacrificing this season. All the moves they made in this offseason are designed to win now. They know next year they'll be starting over, essentially, with a new quarterback. So they are trying to do the best they can to be as competitive as they can in a very difficult conference and division. So Cam Hayward is important. He's the most reliable guy you have. You don't know about Derek Harmon at this point. Y.A. Black, they're just good prospects. We have to see it. Logan Lee's another kid. He got injured last year, sixth-round pick. They're hoping he can develop. And DeMarvin Leal has been bouncing around. Again, he was thought of to be a guy on a third-round pick back in, I think, 2022, who was going to develop. Just hasn't done it. Isaiah Loudermilk. There are a lot of guys who we don't know about. The one guy we do know about is Cam Hayward. 412-928-9370. Let's go to New Kensington. Rich is on the line. Hey, Rich.
Hey, I'm sorry. Old school is old school. Contract's a contract. You sign a three-year contract, you stick to the contract. If you want to put incentives in it when you sign it, say, look, if I make all pro, I get a bonus. Or if I do this, I get a bonus. Fine, I understand that. But if you get burnt, he's not going to take a pay cut. You know, if he sits there and has an off season this year, he's not going to take a pay cut. It's like, why tarnish your career and your reputation to be, like everybody else is saying, to be spoiled and say, well, you know what, so-and-so got X amount of million dollars. I deserve X amount of million dollars. You signed a contract. And that's, to me, the end of the story, you know?
Rich, I listen, hang on. I agree with what you're saying about contracts. But I also know this is sports in 2025. And if you looked around any sport, you see these guys who get new deals before the expiration of the old deals. It's become a precedent that has gone everywhere in sports. And I don't agree with it either. I think, you know, I come from the same school you probably do, which is to say, I honor my contract. I signed it. I deserved it. I also know what comes with it. Sports is different today. And, you know, you could sit around and the Steelers, you know, didn't have to sign T.J. Watt either. He had a year left on his contract. They could have played that game. But again, I think they have too much invested in this season. They need these guys here now to make this season work, and they're committed to winning, and that's what they're doing. All right, Rich, thank you. I appreciate that. So, yeah, it's a 50-50 proposition here with this situation of Cam Hayward. Again, I look at what he's done over the last 3 years. He's gotten better and better as his age has increased. That's a very unusual thing. And given he's the only certainty on this defensive line with these new guys coming in, we're not sure. You're going to see him tonight, and I hope they all make big statements. But Cam Hayward is essential to them. They know it. And, yeah, he signed a deal last year, but apparently he feels he outperformed it. So we'll see where this leads. But I do believe that, again, the Steelers and Omar Khan will come up with a resolution, so it won't go on too much further. And as far as Boswell is concerned, I don't think there's any question. He's the best in the game. He has been as reliable as anyone. I think another thing we're going to watch tonight, which will be very interesting, is the punter battle. Because normally there is not a battle like this. Corliss Waitman came in last year after Cameron Johnston suffered an ACL injury. They had given him a 3-year, $9 million deal. Then he gets hurt. Waitman came in and really did a good job. So they're both here, and I'm going to be interested to see how Mike Tomlin plays this in this preseason. Because even though Johnston is the incumbent, at least he is based on his contract, Waitman has been good. So this is a true competition. I'm very interested to see it. As I say, Ben Sauls will be kicking tonight, former Pitt Panther kicker, and he's been shaky in this preseason. We'll see what he does in the games. Hopefully he makes a good statement because this is an opportunity for him. He's not going to be on this roster. He knows that probably. So he is putting out tape so somebody else may be interested in him. 412-928-9370 is the number. We'll take a break. More calls on the way until 1 o'clock. Your take on the Steelers, their defense, their offense. What do you want to see from their defense that you did not see last year? Let me know about that and more as we continue. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show live in Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming to you live today from Jacksonville, Florida, Dom DiTomaso back in the home studio behind the glass, taking your calls at 412-928-9370 as we talk about the Steelers in Jacksonville. Before I get back to the phone lines, defensive players on this defense right now show you a lot of multiple position versatility. And I think that's going to be key to how the Steelers play. And I say this from this point of view because I've been harping over the last several years, I want to see them blitz more. And as a result, get more sacks. Because, you know, if you look at it last year, they had 40 sacks. That was 16th, I think, if I looked at the numbers in the NFL. 16th. That's not what the Steelers like to do. They like to pressure quarterbacks. At least before 2023, they did. They either led the NFL or tied for the top spot five straight seasons in sacks. So they didn't get that many last year. And I think it was a more of a coverage way of doing things strategy-wise in the secondary. I bring this up because I think the guys they brought in this year have an ability to play all over the place, led by Jalen Ramsey, who, again, will not play tonight. But he can do a lot of different things. Mike Tomlin likes to refer to him as that Swiss Army knife. Still has the ability to do it. Now, there is the question of why is he on his fourth team. But as far as his play and his abilities on the field, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Also, last year, the Steelers were ninth in quarterback hits with 105. That was tied for midway through, I think, 15th. And tackles for losses, not as many as they've had in the previous year. So this has to get better, as does the run defense, and which is why the Steelers brought in guys like Y.A. Black and Derek Harmon to seal up the middle as best they can. 412-928-9370, back to the phone lines. We have Bob in Maine. Hello, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Pomp. Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
sure.
You got Pompiani, you got Di Tommaso, and you got the third Sicilian here. I won't say my last name, but I guarantee you it ends in vowels. What a great day.
You're in a lot of pasta on the menu tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, stay hydrated down there. So to the Hayward thing, so, you know, if you look at what these guys have done since, you know, training, since OTAs, et cetera, and all the moves they've made, you know, Metcalf. So clearly this team from the top, you know, from the top, what they want to win this year. Okay, so what do you got to do to win this year? You gotta have the trenches. You have to. You have to protect the 40-year-old, you know, savvy QB that we have, but he's 40 years old. You got to keep him upright. So you need that offensive line to be good, at least good, and you need the defensive line to stop some frickin' running. They have to hold on to Hayward. They have to. So they got to negotiate, right? You're going through, this is all business, all negotiations. They'll probably figure it out, is my guess. But you got to keep Hayward. You got to get that deal done. If you want to win this year, you got to make that happen. Trenches are it. If you want to have success, you got to be good there. If you're not, you might as well just, you know, move on to the next year. That's my.
Yeah, Bob, I don't think there's any doubt he's going to be here. It's just a matter of satisfying his need for salary based on how he's played. I mean, he's looking at it strictly as performance versus where he's ranked financially. And these guys all do that today.
I feel for the guys who have called in and said, you know, wait a minute here, but at 37, you're, you know, I get it. I mean, you have, and that's a discussion, that's a negotiation that happens, you know, where a decision needs to be, you know, how much are we going to invest in this guy? I can tell you, you know, what are the chances he gets injured this year, Cam? It's probably pretty high. It's probably bigger than 50%, Bob. So you got to it's a tough one. You know, you got to work through those decisions. And so anyway, that's what I.
Well, Bob, I don't think. And thank you for the call from Maine. And enjoy your pasta dinner tonight. I think you know, all these guys run risk of injury. T.J. Watt has been injured late in seasons, but that didn't stop them from giving the kind of money that he wanted. To your original point, and I agree with this, the Steelers have decided that this season was not going to be what it should have been unless they did something to make over this roster. So they brought in five new defensive starters. They've drafted trenches. If you look at the last 3 years, all they've drafted really in the high rounds, offensive line, defensive line, they know that better than anyone. They have to protect. If I look for two key people this year, if I'm going into this season, number one is Broderick Jones, for the reasons you said. Aaron Rodgers is going to be 42 in midseason here. So you need to have protection from the blind side, and it will fall on him. And last year, he was one of the top violators in most sacks allowed. Now, he was playing right tackle, not left. But still, the bottom line is he got beat over there. He cannot be beat this year. And then besides that, on the other side, it's Joey Porter Jr. For the same reasons, you have to shut down other teams. And he's going to be faced with playing against all the top receivers. He wants that. But he also got called for the most amount of penalties last year in terms of just, you know, holding on to players. And this year, what do you got? Justin Jefferson on the schedule. You have Ja'Marr Chase. You have Garrett Wilson, the opener. You have Amon-Ra St. Brown. You have Tyreek Hill and others. So, you know, he has to be at his very best. Those are the two guys I'd look at and say they have to have really good seasons for the Steelers to have success. 412-928-9370. Let's go to McKee's Rocks. Matt joins us right now. Hello, Matt. All right, Matt dropped. Sorry about that. Let's go to John in Cranberry.
Hey, Bob. How are you this morning down in Florida?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. So a couple things. I watched Shador last night. You know what? I know it's only preseason, second string and all that, but he showed a lot of good mobility and accuracy. So we'll see what happens up there. It's going to be interesting with Shador.
He did. I thought his throws were dimes, the two touchdown passes.
Yeah.
And you know what, John? This is what I go to talk about opportunity. Will Howard's going to miss an opportunity. Shador Sanders got one, whereas he probably would not have without those injuries. They have hamstring injuries to Pickett. Flacco wasn't going to play no matter what. He got an opportunity that I don't think he was expected to get at the beginning of this whole process.
Yeah. And Bob, last thing, I'm going to watch you tonight. I'm looking forward to it. My question, I know you're prepping for the game. Is there anything that any rule change that you're looking for tonight? Like one thing I'm interested in is, are they doing the measurements on first downs tonight?
The virtual measurements.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And they have cameras all over the stadium. All these stadiums are all going to be near the sideline. So I guess the idea is it's going to track and measure the exact placement of the ball when the officials spot it. And if the people decide that it's not the right spot, they will instantly tell them and they'll move it accordingly.
I think it's going to work well. I do with the technology. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But, you know, the chain gang's still going to be there because they need some kind of visual reference on the sidelines, right? Players need to know. It can't be a technical thing that they're looking at. They need visual support of where that chain is so they know where to go to get first down yardage. So that still will be there, but it's going to be an interesting thing with virtual. The other thing that's changed on the dynamic kickoff, John, is that they're going to now, if you kick it in the end zone, it's going to come out to the 35-yard line, again, in an attempt to create more offensive runs, you know.
Instead of the 30, yeah, I did read that. Which I kind of like, you know, makes for more, they want more kickoffs.
Right, they want returns.
Yeah, the last thing, and this I'm kind of bummed out about as a football fan, I saw ESPN took over the rights to NFL Network, and I'm a red zone guy, and I just hope they don't commercialize it. You know, I love red zone.
How
it works out. But
I think it's going to remain as is, just on their network or however they want to control it. But commercialized is part of everything today. I don't think you'll find any broadcast that's going on without something.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. Well, I'm looking forward to good luck, Tom. I'm looking forward to hearing your call tonight. We'll watch the game.
All right, John. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. Steelers and Jags tonight. 6:30 coverage. KDKA. Kickoff at 7. Frick Park is our next destination. Marty is there. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Hey, I want to be optimistic about the Steelers. They have a lot of really good players. They have historical players. But then, Bob, I take a step back and I say, this team's really old, Bob.
Yeah, they are.
What's your thoughts on that? They're really old.
Well, and in some of the key positions, they're absolutely old. But they also have tried to get younger in this draft. And again, I'll point out Y.A. Black and Derek Harmon, two picks on the defensive line. And then the last several years, what have you seen? You've seen number one pick, Troy Faltano. Number one pick, Broderick Jones. Number two pick, Zach Frazier. They went so far as a fourth-round pick on Mason McCormick. They have really invested to try to get younger. But their key players are still older. And so that will, over 17 games, you would think, at some point become an issue.
You know, the three players I think have to be good, and they're all young players, unproven at this point. It's got obviously Broderick Jones. But I think the running back, Caleb Johnson, and the receiver, Roman Wilson, they have to all be good, I think, for the Steelers to have a big year. What are your thoughts there? Because Calvin Austin gets hurt all the time, too. He's an exciting little player, but he gets hurt all the time because he's little.
Yeah, he's out right now, but I thought he made big strides last year. You're right about Roman Wilson. When he came out of Michigan, he was the J.J. McCarthy go-to guy. became a third round pick, and then had that hamstring that lasted virtually all season, then an ankle injury, I believe, later in the year. So now he's healthy, and it looks like he's coming off his best week of practice. So I would expect him to get plenty of targets tonight. That's a guy that it needs to make strides. If not, I would expect the Steelers to start scanning the waiver wire at the end of this preseason and looking for some wide receiver, veteran guys who may be available. They also have Robert Woods. Now he's 33 years old, too, adding to the age quandary.
Yeah, I'll let you run, but one last thing with age. I'll pretend I'm Joe Starkey. How many sacks did TJ and Cam have in the last 5 years in the five games?
No, that's a pertinent point.
Wrong.
And that's one of the reasons why Chris Jones has paid $31 million. Because now they got to get there and do it. Their defense has been shredded in these playoff games, and that's absolutely true. But that's what they're trying to turn around. All right, Marty. Appreciate the call. Let's go to George, who joins us right now on line three. What's up, George?
Hey, Bob, man, I love you, man. I love you. I love you. I love the show. I love the addition of Dom in there, you know what I'm saying, on that
Dom
daily show you got going.
He's got a good name
for broadcasting. Y'all got some young fire in there, but this is my thing. I'm going to get this out real quick. I love the scenario about cutting the lapaya, whatever he was cutting, the roast beef, whatever. It's 2025. It's not your father's Steelers, okay? Here's the thing. People talk about contracts are contracts. You honor them. Well, teams don't honor contracts. Ask Cordell Patterson. He had a year left on his deal. They cut him. So right. Everyone knows that, you know, the only leverage a player has is to either hold out. And Cam's not doing it like venomously. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with him asking for a raise. But you know what I'm saying? No one's honoring these contracts like that. If so, then give Cordell Patterson his last $3 million of his deal, since the Steelers are honoring contracts like that. So it's not venom. It's just how the game is played. That's why you have to guarantee money. Because if the contract was so good, you have to guarantee part of it because you know it's always good. Anyway, I don't understand why most of these people on Twitter and calling your show are taking the side of closer to a billionaire in the Rooney's and counting Cam's career earnings, right? It doesn't make any sense to me. Why are we siding with the ownership as opposed to players?
I think most, George, what I would say is that most of the people who have a gripe about this are looking at strictly from a salary cap point of view. You know, forget the fact that we're dealing with NFL owners and they all make a lot of money and they've taken risks to have these opportunities. Players take same risks.
Right.
It's just how it factors into the salary cap. And if you have $25 million available, there is some wiggle room there for them to make a move
that's
here to satisfy Cam. And you're absolutely right about players. You get that's why they want as much guaranteed money as possible. When you get that guaranteed money, they can't take that away from you.
So here's the thing. If we're up against the cap, I will maybe understand it. But they're calling in and online talking about he's made $160 million. Well, he's earned $160 million, all right? We live in a society that because of the way we spend our dollars, me, you, and everybody else, we value entertainers more than we value policemen, doctors, teachers, and firemen. That's how we speak with our dollars, right? So don't be mad when this man is making his money when we're the ones buying the ads. We're the ones, you know, making sure the Super Bowl commercial or $1 billion a minute, all that kind of stuff. So don't be mad when you compare him to you. He's not you. No one's waiting outside your job. I don't care if you're a neurosurgeon or a pilot. No one's waiting outside your job looking for your autograph. If you don't show up Monday, it's not the headline on the news. So I know everyone has a valuable occupation, and we all work hard in our normal jobs, but we're not these entertainers who we have uplifted for whatever reason. It's probably not great. It is just how it is. We've uplifted them and put them on a pedestal. So the fact that he's making $160 million and the average Joe Blow might be making $50, stop comparing his salary to yours. I know. And then the guy calls about his union. He's been a union all the time. Contracts are not contracts like that. So it just doesn't make any sense to me, Bob. These people seem like they're jealous. There's money to be paid.
George, you're bringing a fire today. I love it. I think you make some very good points. There's no question. I mean, this is just trying to get what you can get, and it is a two-way street. There's no loyalty on behalf of the team, and there's no loyalty on behalf of the player necessarily, and you have to try to get what you can get in the limited time you have to get it. And again, I think Cam Hayward, at age 35, going to 36, has played at a level that is among the top five guys on the defensive line in the NFL. He just wants what the market says he deserves.
And he's not even doing it. He's just asking for a raise. Like, people are almost acting like he's saying he's not going to play. They're acting like it's week, you know, it's week three and he's still holding out. Okay, if that's the case, you know, maybe I can start leaning back toward the people. Maybe he should honor his contract then. But at this point, it's the preseason. You know what I'm saying? He's not taking anything from the team at this point. He's just saying, can I get a raise? There's nothing wrong with anybody who has a job asking for a raise. Love you, Bob.
Thanks,
love you, Dom. I'll see you Monday.
I'll tell you what, George can bring it. I like that. Call again, George, anytime. Let's see what Greg has in the South Hills. He joins us right now. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Bob. A couple things for Cam. I really think he's just thinking this is it. This is his last year. But and one thing you said, the last 3 years he's played. He hasn't played well all last 3 years, Bob. Let's be real. He played well last year, but I think he was hurt and didn't really play very well before he signed this contract. So the Steelers did take a chance on him and extend him in a season that he didn't play well. Whether he deserves it or not, I can't say. I'm just thinking that the man thinks he's done this year and he wants a little bit of money because of that. My real question to you is, who's the South Hills team at the Pony World Series? Are they an all-star team from Mount Lebanon, or are they Washington County? I don't know.
I think it's Washington County. Dom, am I right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's the Washington County team.
Washington. That's interesting that they say they're South Hills. So it's a Washington County all-star team?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Cool.
I think as the host, don't you get some opportunities there? I'm not sure. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think you do get some opportunities to be involved. And I think it is their team down in Washington. By the way, that's a great day to go out and spend and watch those young kids play. If you're in that area down there, you should absolutely do that.
It's a great thing. It doesn't get promoted the way it should. It's much better than the Little League All-Star. It's real baseball. And, yeah, I agree. It's fun. They'll be playing today at 5:40. Go down and see them. South Hills.
Well, and hopefully you'll bring your phone and you can watch us tonight when we're doing the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks, Greg. I hope you have a great day. 412-928-9370. So a lot of interesting stuff there regarding Cam Hayward. I'd like to hear what you have to say about it at 412-928-9370. At KDPomp is the X Twitter handle there. Let me know what you think. And also, you know, Chris Boswell, I don't think there's much of a debate there. He wants what he deserves, and I think the Steelers will give it to him. Now, this stuff came out, and it becomes topical. But as far as this game is concerned tonight, I don't think you would ever have seen Cam play, and probably not Boswell as well. Those guys were not going to be playing. Ben Sauls is going to get a good look at kicker, and we'll see what he can do. As I said, he's been up and down sort of in this training camp, but he has the eye of a lot of teams in the NFL. I think the Steelers really appreciated what he did at Pitt. So we have a lot to talk about here coming up in hour number two. It's 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on Cam Hayward, Chris Boswell. Your thoughts on the Steelers in this roster and key players to 2025. Who do you think has to be the guy to step up on offense and defense to make a difference in this team? We'd love to hear from you. We'll continue here after Dom DiTomaso has a update for you. 412-928-9370. Call us, air your opinion right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show on a game day Saturday in Pittsburgh. All right, welcome back. It's hour number two of the program as we continue right here. I wanted to bring you fan weather at the end of the last hour. I'll do it right now. It's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today in Pittsburgh, sunny all day, high of 86, low 70. Tomorrow, also sunny, 87 high, 64 the low. And down here in Jacksonville, it's your typical Florida day. It'll be close to 90, hot humidity, and a chance of rain. Hopefully that will not happen. We've done enough of those rain delay theaters with lightning and stuff. We don't want that to happen here tonight. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Thank you to our sponsors, PNC Bank. Make today the day and check out their virtual wallet. Number one Cochran, go one better and ride in style at number one Cochran, as well as Shendorovich and Fishman, where they got your back, not your wallet, unless you golf with them, and then they got your wallet. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. We continue our conversation of the Steelers and Jags coming at you tonight, 6:30 pregame, with A.J. Ross and Ramon Foster on the desk this year. And then right after that, Charlie Batch and I in the booth, Missy Matthews on the sidelines. After the game, tune in to a special edition of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call, KDK-TV, hosted by Rich Walsh tonight, along with Chris Hokiebro 76. We'll have a lot to discuss, and that's what we'll be doing so far. Some of your key players, I'd love to know who they would be, and also your stance on, you know, the situation with Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell. Again, 412 888-928-9370. Let's go out to Joel, not Joel behind the glass. Joel is there. Joel Nelson. This is Joel in Belle Vernon. What's up, Joel?
How are you?
Good. And you?
Real quick, Bob. I just wanted to give a couple of points. I like these fans that want to spend Rooney's money. You know, I always like that. You know what I mean? Or Nutting or whoever, the owner's money. But real quick on Cam. 2 years ago, he had a bad year. Then he signs the new contract they give him last year. Then he has a good year, decent year last year. And now he wants more, you know what I mean? He wants more money with 2 years left. The other point is, like Colin Cowherd said, good teams, the elite teams aren't paying defense. They pay offense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even T.J. Watt, I wouldn't have paid him. I mean, and T.J. wanted to say, look, Myles Garrett's getting this. Well, guess what Cleveland thinks? You know, you can't compare yourself to a bad team. They overpaid. So the Rooneys are supposed to be stupid, which I think they were. But that's my point. I mean, good teams aren't paying. I mean, the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016.
Yes, that's correct, and they're trying to change that this year. But T.J. Watt, I still think, and this contract is, it's one of those that's pretty much front-loaded, I think, so that he, at age 30, going on 31, still can be very productive for the next 2 to 3 years. That's what they're banking on. That's why they did this deal. They wanted to get it done. And if they're going to have success with a guy like that, then you got to support him with other things as well. I don't have a problem with that.
I think
it was going to happen sooner or later.
Right.
If you say you're going to walk away from T.J. Watt or let him sit and then, you know, throw a franchise tag on him, I think you're spinning your wheels and you're making your team worse for now.
Right. Okay. I agree with that. But Cam Hayward, he's going to be 37, right? During the year? I mean, he's...
Well, I think he's 35 going on 36, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever. I mean, he's getting up there, no doubt.
I think they're going to pay him, but I really wouldn't. It's almost like a PR move. You know, they don't want these players, the Rooneys don't want these players holding out or sitting or bad. I think just it's a bad. I wouldn't do it. I mean, getting back to Nutting, I'm one of the few people that I see Nutting's point. You have to win sometime, but I don't think he's a bad. You know what I mean? I'd probably do the same thing.
What point do you agree with him?
I love when people want to spend. You know, they're like, TJ needs paid. Everybody needs paid. I think Boswell needs paid. I think he's one of the best kickers, top five.
He will.
You know, if somebody's going to pay, you know, somebody, you know, whatever, he should be tops. But Cam Hayward, I just can't see it.
All right, man. Appreciate your call, Joel. All right, listen. I think what's going to happen is they have some money in a bonus that's waiting for him sometime next year. I think they'll convert that into this year's salary, and that'll be how they solve this situation. So that he would know, you know, as the leader of that defensive line, and they need him this year. They have too many unpredictable people there. You know, this is a line that has to be – if you're going to say they're all in to try to win this year by adding Aaron Rodgers, by bringing in the people they have on defense, then you need to have a better defensive line. But all you have are wild cards. Keanu Benton was okay last year. I thought not as good as year one. They bring in Harmon and Black. You're expecting big things, but you don't know. DeMarvin Leal was over there originally, and they moved him around because he was not successful. Isaiah Loudermilk's a guy they've waited on as well. They don't have a lot of certainties there, and he's the one thing that has been a certainty. So I think that's one of the reasons why they need him this year, and he knows that, and they're playing this little contract game. So like I said, it'll be done before it becomes a problem in my estimation. Let's go to Dave in North Huntington, who joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Bob. Good to talk to you. You know, I'm sorry, but Joel, before, you know, this call, these owners are billionaires. Let's face it, okay? These contracts are not guaranteed in football. And if anyone deserves it, I mean, Cam Hayward has been the ultimate freaking stealer for years. My man has had one bad year 2 years ago because he played hurt. He could have just sat on the, you know, gone on IR or whatever, but he didn't because he busts his ass for this team constantly, every play, in and out, doesn't take a playoff like TJ does. He does everything he can every game, every play to win, and is you know, Walter paid a man of the year, everything else. No problem whatsoever for him trying to get more guaranteed money. He deserves it if anyone does. I mean, these people crack me up. They want to spend the owner's money. Well, yeah, spend the owner's money. You got $25 million still on the salary cap. I know you want to hold some of that in reserve in case something happens during the year or whatever. Guarantee the man some money. I mean, just work it out. And especially this year, he didn't come out and do anything public.
Omar Khan knows exactly what he's doing there. And right. Dave, in your point here, he's going to get money that's probably was due to him next year. They'll just move it up so he has it now.
Right.
You know, I don't know what that means next year moving forward, but I know that they're expecting these young guys to move in and make their stake, you know, that this is going to be their team moving forward. Because Cam is running out of years, and that's another reason why he's motivated to do this right now. But he's been a four-time first-team All-Pro. Not many defensive linemen in the NFL have had that distinction.
I mean, this previous caller is like, oh, he had a good year last year. I mean, he was an All-Pro last year. What, I think he was top five or whatever?
Yeah, he's
based
right
on
up there
CFS
at the top of the list.
And stats. I mean, yeah, he's getting – there. I remember previous shows or whatever, I think it was Pony saying he's getting paid like the 18th or something like that. But
he's number 18 in terms of the pecking order of top paid defensive linemen.
Right. You know, and he's not asking for multiple years. He's just asking for more guaranteed money, which I don't blame him one bit. Because guess what? He gets hurt in the middle of this year. They're not paying him next year.
I don't have a problem with it either. I understand why people get annoyed with athletes who do this. But the flip side of it is, and you've made this point, that when they want to get rid of you, they get rid of you. And that's the end of the story.
Right.
There's nothing else left. You may have 3 years left on a contract, but you're not getting it. What you do get is the guaranteed money, which is why these agents want as much guaranteed money as they can get.
Right, exactly. So, all right, Bob. Always
Dave, thank you for
the
call. Appreciate it. Have a good day at 412-928-9370. A little later, I want to get into some of the other things you may be seeing tonight with regard to, you know, rule changes in the NFL and some of the dynamic kickoff, as they called it, and the results that they found of those. And right now, though, we're going out to Bob in Millvale. He joins us here on the hotline. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan.
When
are the Steelers going to make a commitment to winning? You know, all this
you
money
don't think
is
they're doing
on
this
the
year?
Defense. This is an odd. No, this team's going to stink this year. They'll be third place in their division. You think they can beat Baltimore?
Well, they have in the past, not in the playoff game last year. They got trumps. I get that, but they've had success against Baltimore in the regular season.
If you want to win in this league, you need offense. We don't have it.
But totally agree that they have to get more of it, no doubt. But I think their moves indicate.
They're spending all
this money
on
Watt
and Hayward. How
did you view the move of DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers? Those are moves that you don't make unless you think you can win 1 year, at least compete at that level.
Rodgers is a 15th to 20th ranked quarterback.
How about if he does get protected and plays well? You don't think there's a potential that he could put up numbers that could be in the 25 to 30 touchdown category?
Metcalf was a good signing. The problem with Metcalf is that he had a number two receiver and a number three receiver in Seattle. He doesn't have that here. They're going to double him all day long.
Well, that's why somebody like Austin or Roma Wilson, it's also why – by the way, Bob, I wanted them to keep George Pickens for one more year. He had 1 year left on a deal. I would have loved to have seen those two opposite each other because then that makes it difficult on a defense.
But I just don't see offensively where you're going to win. You know, the line
well, it's gotta be.
With Graham is better. You know, the wide receivers aren't better. The running backs aren't better.
For the record, I agree that I think the Steelers are not going to beat out the Ravens for this division. But I do think you have to give them credit for acknowledging that they do not have a franchise quarterback yet, and they're trying to do what they can in 1 year without sacrificing much of next year or the future in terms of their draft equity. They're trying to win now with what they have, and it's basically a one-year go-broke kind of situation.
I don't see where they're going broke. They're spending a ton of money on defense, and defense doesn't win, especially in Pittsburgh.
Well, defense has a role. I understand you need the offense. This is a league that supports offense, and you got to come up with better numbers. You cannot. Plus, you stress your defense when your offense doesn't score, and I think we've seen that over the years too.
Philadelphia's defense is great because of their offense. But we
I think they're pretty good on their own, too, though.
And they're the, you know, they're the least paid defense in the league.
Yeah, it's, you know, sort of like Kansas City. And thanks for the call, Bob. I got to move along. But Kansas City has a bunch of guys that nobody really notices aside from Chris Jones, and yet they continue to put up good schemes that make a difference. That's another thing. And that's why this year I'm very anxious to see how they deploy some of these guys. I want to see them become more aggressive on defense. I want to see them blitz more. Last year they were 18th in the NFL in blitz success. They only had 40 sacks. They were 16th in the NFL in that department. I think they were sitting back too much. And they have guys who can lock down on receivers now. If you believe that guys like Jalen Ramsey and guys like Darius Slay, even though they're older, can still keep up, and Joey Porter Jr. If you believe that, and in a league that has guys like Cincinnati has, guys like Baltimore has, you better be able to clamp down on guys. I hope they get more aggressive with their defensive strategy. Let's go to Doug in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, joining us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Bob. I'm going to go for the kickoff first. You're not going to get what the commissioner wants out of the kickoff until you punish the kickers for kicking it out the back of the end zone. You got
to
make the ball.
Well, they've done that this year. If you kick it out of the end zone this time, they're going to move it to the 35.
Okay, it needed to be the same if you kicked it to the sidelines. Out of bounds is out of bounds, right?
Yeah, I don't know where you – like, if you look at the numbers, and I'm going to just throw these numbers out to you because a lot of people – and I wasn't one who liked the dynamic kickoff. I thought it was kind of gimmicky at times, but now it's going to be permanent because they doubled down on it. But last year, the return rate actually went up to 32%. Compared to the previous year. They also had 56, I'll consider anything 40-plus yards as big play returns. They've had 56 of those. That's the most they've had in 9 years. So I guess from that point of view, they have accomplished what they wanted to accomplish.
Okay, that's good. And on Cam, I just wonder if there's any ploy in here to keep his brother employed as he is a bubble player this season.
Good that you mentioned it, because I think Connor Hayward has a lot on the stake tonight. He's going to get some playing time. We're not going to see Freiermuth. We're not going to see Jonnu Smith. You will see a little probably of Darnell Washington, but a lot of Connor Hayward. He has to make a case because it is a tough numbers call right now. So, yes, I think that's going to be something to watch as well.
Thanks, Bob. Having a good day.
You do the same. Appreciate it. Thank you, Doug. Let's go to Joe in Orlando, Florida, not too far from where I am right now. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Bob? Welcome
What's
to
up?
Florida. Hey, you know, I was listening, and it was brought up about Cam Hayward and him signing a contract last year, and you said it's become an accepted practice within sports to kind of renegotiate your contract even though you signed it. That's a bad precedent to set from an organization. You're not wrong, but that's not comparing apples to apples. So when you look at the players in his position, I mean, the conditions in each one of those teams are different, and there's nowhere to draw the line. I don't see an individual stock being driven up by what some other team's willing to pay. And to be quite honest with you, it's that scenario that cost the Pirates, even though baseball doesn't have a cap, that scenario where the Yankees are willing to spend $500 million on a player and the Pirates owner isn't willing to do that creates uneven playing conditions. And those owners have every right to pay whatever they think they're willing to pay and strategize any way they want. But what the Steelers are doing with Cam, regardless of he's been paid for his performances in past years, he really should honor that contract.
Well, I think he will honor it. And the only thing that's going to change, it's not going to be a new contract. I think it's going to be money moved from next year, which is still on the books. They'll just move it ahead to this year. So I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it's not so much it's a problem. It's the precedence that it sets within the Steelers organization that every time
I think the Steelers have shown you when you do something as special as Cam Hayward has done and players like him, you know, he has been a consummate professional ever since they took him in the first round in 2011. He's performed on the field. He has 88 and a half career sacks. He's been everything you want in a community. I just think they want to take care of people who do that, and they will make certain exceptions. They're not going to always do this, no, but for certain players, I think they will.
Well, in closing, and I've been kind to listen. Listen, they knew that negotiating last year. None of those things that you just mentioned that are character traits or things that he's done hasn't changed. Both parties agreed to that contract. I guess my point being is this. A contract is a contract, and you should honor it. When you get down towards the end of your shelf life, your agent, as that one guy suggested, your agent and you as a player should be sharp enough to negotiate that knowing if you're at the end of your shelf life. I just think it looks bad, but I appreciate it, Bob. Take it easy.
Thank you, Joe. Listen, in theory, I totally agree with what you're saying, because I've been frustrated over the years watching sports figures with 2 or 3 years left demand more money and get more money. And it's like, you do sign a contract. In real world, that's how it works. None of us can go in and just say, you know what, I want a 100% increase in pay because I'm better than you gave me credit for that I signed. So rip up this contract. They would just say goodbye, and I think most people would do that. Sports is a different animal right now. Winning trumps everything. And some of the roster moves that are made, you can have a whole bunch of stuff, baggage on your resume, but if you can deliver something that a team would want, they'll look by that and sign you. And so there's a whole, it's a double set of rules, and it doesn't apply to regular life. Let's go to Calvin in Waynesburg. He joins us right now. Calvin, how are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to touch on how you were just saying, it's on the topic of Cam, how you just said winning trumps everything. Well, I think Cam Hayward, his crybaby butt, should call Sidney Crosby up and take a page out of his book. And that's why, if anybody's listening to this that doesn't watch hockey and watches NFL, I suggest you start watching hockey, because they truly only care about winning. Everybody's talking about, Cam and TJ, TJ's never even won a playoff game, and Cam, let's go all in. But, Sid's took pay cuts for how many years to keep his team together? And I know it's a completely different sport, but, it just goes to show me that he signed a contract. He obviously doesn't care about winning that much.
No, I do think he does care, Calvin, but your point is well taken, and that Sidney Crosby's unique person. He's had the same $8.7 million contract forever, even though guys have almost doubled him who are not as good as him. Make no mistake, he wants to win. This guy is not playing this to lose anything, and he's in a situation now with the Penguins where they got to try to figure out a way to get him in. I hope we never have seen the last of Sidney Crosby in the playoffs. It's been 3 years. They're not going to be favored to get there again this year. But if you saw him in the Four Nations, if you saw him in international competition, we have another one coming up in the Olympics in 2026. I mean, he thrives in those situations. He wants to win here, but that's the dilemma they're in right now. So hopefully they can find a way.
Yeah, I'm saying that Sid is your, just the honestly your model athlete. I'm saying Cam could take a page out of Sid's book, But yeah,
that sport is a little bit different. Hockey players, you don't see many people. And thanks for the call, Calvin. I'm glad you mentioned Sidney Crosby, because it was his birthday this week on August 7th, 8-7, which is why his salary is always 8-7. Very superstitious guy. But man, you have never seen a player in any sport be as good as he's been, out of any sort of trouble, never a controversy, always helping. He does so much that people don't even know about. I mean, I salute him every time I get a chance, because that's a unique person who's been in Pittsburgh for almost 20 years, and we're very lucky to see people like this. Let's go out to Simon in Syracuse. Simon, what's going on? Simon says what today?
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to make a comment on this this highest-paid Steelers defense thing that everyone keeps harping on. There's no question they've underperformed, but the whole kind of spending balance, if you want to call it that, between offense and defense, that just flips as soon as some of these younger guys that you have start to get in their second contracts on offense. And that includes a quarterback that presumably we draft in 2026. So Frazier, let's say Fatano plays well and gets a second contract, right? That balance of where you're spending your money is going to flip. So I think that's just kind of an overused thing that people like to harp on, and it's an easy talking point for them.
No, and there's no question about that. But it is the reality. I mean, they have some of the highest paid people in the league on their defensive side of the ball. And that's why you expect better performances in the postseason. The Steelers have not given that. They've been gouged, especially in the first quarter of these games, with elite defensive people. And so that's why it gets scrutinized, because all the money involved there. As far as leveling it out, you're right. In time, this will level out, because you're going to have guys – you're going to have a quarterback next year, no matter if it's Will Howard or somebody else they draft, most likely somebody else. He's going to be on a rookie contract, which means you have 4 years to surround him with talent. So I would expect them to be very active that way. And you're going to see more people being brought into this offense. Metcalf, $150 million. You're going to see guys like Frazier, come up with another contract at some point. And who knows what else. Jaylen Warren signed this year. If he has a big year, he can get some more money. So it does shift from time to time, but the Steelers have some of the highest paid numbers by far in the NFL in terms of defensive price tags. All right, Simon. Thank you very much. One more before we get a break here, Joel. And that would be Bob and Irwin. Bob, what's up?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I think Cam deserves his money and will get his money, and that the salary cap is $279 million when the median salary in the country is around $62,000. It's just different worlds, and a lot of people who complain about Cam getting the money are people who just don't make that money and never will. And I'm just kind of tired of hearing people call and saying, well, he signed a contract. Well, we don't live that life. And that's all I really got. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, it is totally different. It's apples and oranges, and that's what I said. I don't think we can compare ourselves to professional athletes. Number one, it is an entertainment business more than anything else. People watch. There's money that comes into it, and those players want their share of money, especially when you know you have a limited life expectancy in the NFL. And, you know, Cam has certainly gotten more out of it than most, but he also knows that, you know, at his age, sooner or later, that's going to come. Father Time doesn't lose. So he's defied him as much as he can, and he wants to get one more good year of pay, and he believes, based on what he did last year. Listen, I get it on both sides. I understand those who believe in contracts, because I do. I operate with one my entire life, and I've been at KDK now for 44 years. I respect that. I know what I'm doing when I'm trying to get into it. But I don't have the wherewithal to go in and say, hey, rip that up, I need a new one. None of us do. Pro athletes have that, and that's just the way it is in a huge entertainment multi-billion dollar business. By the way, the Steelers, they do have five defensive players with salary cap hits more than $17.6 million. No other team has more than three. So I just looked that up as I was waiting here to make sure. But they have the highest paid defense, and they need to play like the highest paid defense. But this offense has got to help them out too and score early in games and let them play from ahead instead of behind. It's a much different situation. 412-928-9370, that's the number to call. I'm Bob Pompeiani, Joel Nelson back at the studio. We'll continue until 1 o'clock. Call, then Jeff Hathorn takes over for the rest of the afternoon before the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, all right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We continue to roll along here in Jacksonville, Florida, where the skies have opened up. It is absolutely pouring here right now. Hopefully this will move out, and we'll get it out of the way and have no issues tonight when the Steelers take on the Jags at 7 p.m. on KDKA. Pre-game coverage comes your way at 6:30. And getting back to the defense a little bit, talking about how they are the number one paid defense in the NFL, but it hasn't necessarily been with the kind of results they've looked for. But they're trying right now with bringing in guys like Ramsey and Darius Slay and some older guys who've been around. I mean, they're hoping for short-term success, but they're not necessarily mortgaging anything in the future to do it. So they brought in a bunch of guys who, you know, some of them they can get rid of at the end of 1 year if they want to. But this roster is impressive on paper, and I know it's just paper, but they have 10 players now who have won Super Bowl championships on this. And they've had, I think, nine, if I'm not mistaken, with all pro on their resumes. That's pretty good, but they're also old. They have a lot of guys at the age of 30 or more, and therein lies the issue longer term. But this is a short-term bet. This is not a long-term bet on what they possibly can get out of this team in 2025. Next year, it's a whole new set of agendas because they'll be looking to draft a quarterback in the first round, most likely. And there are going to be a bunch of guys you can watch on Saturdays this year and kind of mark how they do. Some really good quarterbacks who the Steelers may be in on the mix on. We don't know how this is going to work out. But hosting the draft next year is going to be big. Pittsburgh will light up and look spectacular, I'm sure. And people will enjoy coming to Pittsburgh to watch all the festivities as the NFL draft comes to Pittsburgh in 2026. 412-928-9370. Back to the lines we go. We have Amanda in the North Hills. Hello, Amanda. How are you? Amanda, are you there? All right, apparently not. Call back, Amanda, if you'd like to talk about whatever it was you wanted to talk about. One of the things I wanted to talk about, though, too, is also this punting competition, because normally you don't see that in preseason, at least not one like this. You might remember Cam Johnston was brought in Last year, he signed a 3-year, $9 million deal for the Steelers, and then he tore his ACL. Well, now he's fully healthy, and he's back. But just because he's signed, just because he's looked at as the incumbent, doesn't mean he's guaranteed at his job. So Corliss Waitman had to come in last year, and he filled in admirably. Danny Smith went so far as to say this is an open competition. So I think throughout the course of this preseason, we're going to watch and see how Mike Tomlin utilizes these guys. And that includes tonight. I mean, who gets the bulk of these kicks? I'm sure he's going to try to even it out. Why wouldn't he? Because these both need to be judged in these games. You know what they can do. Johnson's a very good punter. He's had some big success. But Waitman came in, tough situation, and responded. This is after they decided to move on from Presley Harvin. So this will be something also to watch tonight. You shouldn't get excited about a punting competition, but in this case, at least it's something certainly to watch at 412-928-9370. Mention the running backs. Jaylen Warren will not play. Caleb Johnson will play, and he's going to play a lot. I look at him as the same way I look at Roman Wilson, with a lot of opportunity ahead of him here. He's out of Iowa, third-round pick. He can do a lot of things. Really good numbers last year, almost 1,600 yards, if I remember correctly. 20-plus touchdowns, 6.4 yards per carry. He can burst it. He can get outside and turn on his speed, or he can do it inside as well. Najee Harris has moved on, so now Caleb Johnson will get his chance. Another guy I want to talk about, too, you're going to see tonight, and I think he's developing into somebody Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith are really going to like, and that's Kenneth Gainwell. A fifth-round pick way back in 2021 with the Eagles, and I believe that Andy White will have something to do with that. But he won a Super Bowl with them in that 40-22 win over Kansas City. But last year, the Steelers saw him up close and personal, and they had to not like him at the time because he had 123 all-purpose yards against the Steelers. So he comes here now, and he's going to be a third-down kind of guy to help in that committee, and I think it is a committee in running back. All right, let's go back to the lines now. I think we have Desmond in Beaver County who joins us. Hello, Desmond. How are you?
Oh, my. I'm fine. I want to apologize for the people that called you talking about Cam Hayward and Boswell. They wrecked the defense and they wrecked the offense. That's all I got to say about that.
I missed what you said. Don't hang up. What did you say again?
I'm calling to apologize. See, the people that talked about Cam Hayward is Boswell. Cam Hayward wrecks the defense or he wrecks the offense. So do T.J. Watt. So do Chris Boswell, who kicked field goals. And that's all I got to say about
right.
that.
They're all very important. Thank you for the call, Desmond. These are situations that, honestly – nobody really knew anything about it until it came out from Adam Schefter 2 days ago. You've seen Cam Hayward at camp, and it's not unusual for him not to practice, although he wasn't practicing a lot. And that's the only thing I would wonder about, that if you're up there every day and he's not out there at all, it's a little strange. I mean, he normally gets some practice time. As far as Boswell, he hasn't kicked. But then again, most of these kickers, they don't do all that much. They spend a lot of time at Laurel Valley playing golf. I think life of a kicker. It's a good job if you can get one. And Boswell certainly is one of the best in the business. So he's going to get his deal as this progresses. I don't think there's any question about that. 412-928-9370. Pirates won last night. Watching that from afar, 3-2. So they've been pretty hot of late. I'm just wondering when Bubba Chandler is going to get here. I keep waiting for that. I don't know if there's been any kind of announcement on that. But that's a guy I want to see, especially before the end of this season. When the Pirates start activating their off-season to-do list, I don't want just one or two starts of Bubba Chandler. I want to see what he can do. You know, he's been down there enough. I think he's had a long extended stay in AAA. Get him up here and let's see what he can do in the final several weeks of the season. And if it looks like he's perfectly capable of handling it, then he's part of next year as well. And they have some other guys coming back. And as I said before, given the fact that they have a lot of money to spend, they should spend, they're certainly capable of spending. They need to go out and spend some of it on people who can absolutely help them next year quickly during this Paul Skeens window. Skeens had another good outing the other night. He's just dominant in every way. I saw last night Skubal with Detroit had some problems. He couldn't get out of the fifth inning. That's rare for him. I think it's the first time in a long time. Gave up a couple of home runs, did not have it. It happens with most players, but so far it really hasn't happened with Paul Skeens. But I'm sure they're going to monitor how many innings that he has and what's left over the course of this. He probably has about 7 starts left for the rest of the season if they keep his innings pitched the way they want it to be. But again, I want to see Chandler. I want to see young guys. I want to see Nick York play. I want to see Billy Cook play. I want to see whomever. Same logic that I would put Henry Davis, and they keep putting him out there good. He hit a home run the other day. He's making some good defensive plays. He has really turned that part of his game around. Now, the hope is he could do that with his offense, but how long do you wait? Knowing they acquired some catching in the trade deadline, which is rather head-scratching when you consider all the other options they have, but nobody has staked his claim as the starting catcher here. Bart, you thought would have, but he has not had a good offensive year. Davis hopefully can. He's hit more home runs than Bart, but his average is not very good at all. But they got to solve that situation out, and hopefully they can do that. And Andy Rodriguez got to get healthy. That's where it starts with him. 412-928-9370. Joel, do we have Amanda back, or is that? No, okay. Well, Amanda, if you're out there, please call back. 412-928-9370. Wanted to get you on there. I know she wanted to talk about Sidney Crosby, who celebrated his birthday. I think it's number 38. That guy just keeps on keeping on, and looks like he can play well into his 40s based on his performance. But yet, his salary remains the same, $8.7 million. His birthday on 8-7, that's been his magic number, his number. My mother, God rest her soul, always had the same birthday as Sidney Crosby. 8-7, you got a kick out of that it was the same birthday as Sidney Crosby. So hopeful it's going to be a good season for Crosby and the rest of that Penguin team as they go through this transition from being a team that used to be regularly in the playoffs to now one that has missed it 3 years in a row. You hope that streak ends starting this year. But again, it's a team in transition, trying to build for the future while trying to do something in the present, which is a very difficult line to walk. 412-928-9370. We'll take a break. More calls on the way until 1 o'clock. Then Jeff Hathorn takes over again tonight on KDK-TV. Our coverage begins at 6:30 for the Jags and the Steelers. Kickoff at 7. We hope you join us for the first preseason game, first of 3, coming at you on KDK-TV. Back with more right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back. The rain has stopped here in Jacksonville. It came down hard for about 20 straight minutes. A little clearing going on. Fan weather back in Pittsburgh is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today it's sunny all day, high of 86, low of 70. Tomorrow, sunny again, 87, low of 64. 412-928-9370 if you'd like to get in before we sign off here and Jeff Hathorn takes over. But I did want to tell you about the virtual measurement. You should watch that in the preseason. We're going to see some of this. They plan to use it, and so you'll notice. You won't notice the cameras. They're going to have these Hawkeye cameras that have been installed all near the sidelines, and it really does it tracks and measures exact placement of the ball after it's spotted by the officials. So if you see officials moving the ball, it's because they're being told via the virtual measurement that it was the incorrect spot. That's something to watch. Also, replay assist. You're going to get more of it in a lot of different things. Like last year, for example, I think it was ineligible downfield. They used that for assist. Unnecessary roughness, you saw that, or a runner being hit out of bounds. Intentional grounding and roughing the passer. This year, they're going to add more. And I believe face mask is on that list. So that could be used by people in the replay assist booth. Also, you know, defenseless player, head, neck area, that kind of stuff that they've been focusing on. You'll see all of that. One other note about the kickoff. For those of you who don't like it, and I would include myself in that last year, although I'm warming up to it, I suppose, because it's going to be something I use all the time now. The dynamic kickoff last year, we saw 59 big play returns. That's described as 40-plus yards, the most in 9 years. And they also had 7 touchdown returns, the most in 2021. And I'm sure that they reduced the amount of concussions and problems with safety there, which was their goal. So it seems, at least on paper, to work, even though it still looks a little funky to me. All right, let's go out to Sean in Imperial. Hey, Sean, welcome in.
Hey, Bob, appreciate you taking my call. It's been a while, so glad to get in. But first, were you able to bring your golf clubs with you down to Jacksonville? That's the important question.
No, see, I'm talking to you now. If I was to do that, I would be on the golf course right now. I would have called in sick, probably. But no, I'm no golf course.
You're a man of the people, which is why we love you. But the Cam Hayward story, I think, is right for the picking. You know, obviously, everyone has an opinion, but I just wanted to ask you about a specific point in time when Cam was on his podcast. I think this is back in March, and he was starting to get a little annoyed about the quarterback situation, right? He was getting a little flustered, and and he was getting impatient. And specifically with Aaron Rodgers, he said, you know, you either want to be a Steeler or you don't, right? And so, and then, you know, some time goes by, Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers for $13.9 million, which to my calculation, that's a pretty good discount. And now fast forward, here we are, and now it's Cam Hayward is the one complaining about money. So I just kind of wanted to, you know, put some light on that and just kind of wanted to get your opinion on if Cam has a lot of ground to stand on or if he's a little out of line, considering this is 2 years in a row that he's pulled this card.
I understand that, Sean, and I appreciate your take. And when you do a podcast, all those words come back. And at the time, he was annoyed because he heard back and forth on these kinds of things with regard to Aaron Rodgers. But now he's here. He's a teammate. And he, so far, by all accounts, Aaron Rodgers has done everything that all these guys would expect and more. And so we'll see about the performance once it starts against the Jets. As far as Cam, again, I don't think this is a major disturbance. I think once it gets out there, people like to delve into it. He's just looking for what he believes is fair market value based on what he showed last year specifically. He's coming off a really good year, you know, one of his four all-pro first team kind of things. So if you look at the average salaries, he's not there. I get it. It's not going to be a problem. They're going to shift some money around. It's not going to require a new contract. So I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a blip. And I think the Boswell thing will get done sooner rather than later as well. So, and once that's over with, then you don't have to talk about this kind of stuff. But it's he, I think he also knows he's getting up there, and these young kids coming in, you know, they expect a lot. But if you're looking for value this year, Cam Hayward is the most reliable guy on their defensive line. Nobody else has shown you that they can handle it on a regular basis, which is why he's so important to them this year. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate the call. Let's go out to Tom in Oakmont before we sign off. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Hey, I'm curious. Did you ever get rid of that damn woodpecker of yours?
Oh, why did you bring that up? I totally forgot about the woodpecker. He's been gone, out of sight. Now that's the Maloiki. You're going to bring him back into my house. I know it.
That's good. No, actually, it was a friend of mine with a drone that was doing that, so I called him off for you. But I want to talk
about
the
Pirates. Wait a minute. You use a drone to scare them away?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call you if I ever get it. I don't have a drone, but I'd love to use the drone to scare that thing away.
Yeah, about the Pirates. Greg Brown called that game last night like it was the seventh game of the World Series. We're not buying it. They won't do anything on the off season. That's where the truth comes out, and they'll do the same damn thing they've always been doing. And it don't matter if they had Skeens or whoever they have, but that's just
Tom,
the way it is.
As far as Greg is concerned, he's doing his job. That's not his
responsibility. I understand that. But it's a little much when you're a fan, you know.
Yeah, I Greg is great at what he does. I think he's terrific. I know he amplifies a lot, but that's what you're supposed to do as a play-by-play guy. So kudos to him. They have work to do over there. His job is to call it. Their job is to execute much better than they have, and they haven't done that so far. But hopefully that'll change next year, Tom.
I hope so, Bob.
All right, man.
Good luck with
Talk to you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. It's going to wrap it up for us. Thank all of you out there who called today. And again, a reminder to you, join us tonight, 6:30 pregame. We'll be on with A.J. Ross, Ramon Foster as the pregame host, Charlie Batch and I in the booth, Missy Matthews on the field. Afterwards, it's Rich Walsh and Chris Oak taking your calls on a special edition of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. There's Pirate stuff coming up here later today, but next up, it's the one and only Jeff Hathorn. My thanks to Joel Nelson for making this possible, as well as Dom DiTommaso. I'll see you guys tonight on TV, and have a great Steelers Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.